This is Monty.
Good morning, Monty. How are you?
Doing real good today, thank you.
That's great.
Has arrived.
Doing good.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Hope everyone's doing well.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Doing real good. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Beautiful Friday.
John Joanne
has arrived.
Morning, Char, Joanne.
Morning.
Good morning.
How's things south of here?
So, gonna be cloudy today. What's new?
Yeah. I went out and got my yard mowed yesterday, and cloudy and a little showery, and got her done.
Yeah, we have to take those breaks of sunshine we get, or at least clear to make sure, because we never know when we're going to get the drizzles again, do we, in this area?
Got that right.
But
of course,
you know, that's
one of the reasons I love this area is because of the rain.
I know. I was just adding because it makes everything beautiful and green.
Yep.
And we know that spring has sprung with all of things coming to bloom right now, even if it is a little below what it normally is. Oh, well, that probably means we're going to get a little warmer than usual, which that's great, too.
Yeah, we'll take whatever we can get, that's for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a little partial to the Northwest. I love traveling, but, boy, I don't know. I don't know where I'd want to live other than here, so.
Has arrived.
When I was in the military and stationed in Homestead Air Force Base, Florida, I couldn't wait to get back here.
I know the kids, when they were in college down in Texas, they said, oh, yeah, we're going to go on a hike without nature. We're going to go on a nature walk without nature. That's what they said. Then he just corrected me.
Yep, how true. How true, that's for sure. Well, why don't we go ahead and get the call started this morning, I guess. I'd like to welcome everybody to the call. Thank you for being here, where we get some knowledge and wisdom and education and support one another in regards to the things that we feel are beneficial to our health, studies that we've looked at and things we've read and things we've actually provided for our own self, and doing things for validation or recipes that we've found that we like and we tried. And so it's kind of the nice thing about this particular call, and particularly every morning, it's a wonderful way to get every day started, to head us in the direction of where we need to be. And of course, we all understand, and that's in good health, and trying to be as healthy as we can be and live as long as we can without those detrimental effects that happen to a lot of people sometimes, which is very, very important. So during the week, we have some wonderful hosts and people participate, which I think is encouraging, because we all are different chemically wise, our bodies, plus we're all also in our minds, we think different, and certain things we enjoy and like to hear about, and other things we take and decide whether or not it's something we want to utilize into our own particular health pattern and suggestions. Anybody have any comment or anything you'd like to start talking about this morning? In regards to something good that happened to you, or maybe something that you need some more help or situation about?
Only to say, Monty, that don't ever give up on people. I just had a real blessing that one of my sons and his wife, the youngest one. I don't know whether you ever crossed paths with Nick or not early on, but anyway, he was moving a little faster towards what we believe in, how we should feed our body, and his wife had been there at one point, and he was the reason she switched out. In other words, was primarily plant-based, and he told her that when she got pregnant, she had to have this other stuff in her body, because that was the way he was raised, with the cattle on the property and the milking the cow and all that. And just, I'm going to say, on a thought that was given to me from above, I grabbed the book because I was giving him one. I grabbed an extra copy that I keep on hand of Eat to Live, took it with me, and I said, Christy, I think you told me you'd like to read this. And she does those kinds of things because she's very polite. When she sees me reading a book, she said that many times, and you know, I know her personality. But I did. I just reinforced what she told me, months and months ago. And I said, and she looked at it and she goes, oh, I would, Char. Well, believe it or not, she took it home and read it, and he called me last night, and she had told him. She says, you're the reason I messed up my body, in a way, you know, jokingly. And I'm back on track, and this is incredible. And I just thought, oh, my gosh. It was just, you know, one of those thoughts that you just think came out of your mind, but I don't believe that anymore. I think it was directed, because I know that that's what I asked for. And I just felt really, really blessed. There's nothing that makes you feel better than seeing your children, knowing that your grandchildren are going to have that same foundation that you feel so strong about, because we've proven it scientifically.
That saying that says, ask and you shall receive is very true.
It is so true.
The unfortunate thing is a lot of people don't ask in a way that needs to be asked.
That's right. I think the belief should be tagged into that ask, believe, and it shall be given to you.
That's the word believe is very powerful.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes we just doubt, you know. We just think, oh, that's nice. It happened to somebody else. Yeah, I want it, and I'll accept it, but, and the but comes in there and it dilutes everything.
Yeah, that happens a lot of times in life.
Well, it's happened to me enough times, so I'm still learning by experience.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I think I really enjoy about life, and that's learning. I often wonder if I would have, when I got done with my education, which was, to me was just nothing more than high school, but, you know, just learning things on a daily basis, and I guess that's one of the reasons I really appreciate these kind of calls, is that I seem to learn something. I find that gold nugget in every call that I think is beneficial for me, that will help me in some way, or just even just keep just the thought process of my brain putting new things in there. And I, you know, in doing some research on brains and that kind of stuff, I know that that's very, very important.
You know, I'll add one more little piece. Oh.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'll add one more little piece and then I'll shut up. But in addition to what we've just said, or added to, the practice. How important is the practice once we have got the information, the practice in improving in different areas that we're not as familiar with, or, you know, or haven't been doing? And that applies, you know, that applies to everything. For me, what I think about is I've got some new business procedures to practice and methods. And if I just hear them and see other people doing them, guess what? It's not having me utilize the information I have. It's actually doing it.
Well, you know,
anyway,
they say all the knowledge in the world is great, but unless you put it into practice or do it, it's really of no value in some cases.
It's not going to change anything, is it?
Absolutely nothing. There's that old saying, if you're not moving forward, you're going nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Elaine. Hi, Char.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was just going to say, I have a little...
Has left the conference.
Elaine, are you there? Hello? Is anybody there?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Sounded like somebody got disconnected or something.
Yeah, I think
Char, are you there?
Huh. I was just on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, I was just wondering. Elaine was talking and sounded like she got disconnected.
I heard that, too.
Yeah. So, Elaine, if you're back there, go ahead, if you'd like. Maybe she was on a cell phone and it died or something. I don't know. One of the other things that was interesting in reading today or yesterday, and that was in regards to the, you know, we talk about different shapes in our bodies and that sort of thing. And because we all have different shapes and different types of people, but it was talking again about the apple-shaped body linked with kidney disease. Now, I've heard it linked to heart situations and that kind of stuff, but I didn't really realize it was had effect on kidneys, but it talked about a study that was done, and they found that apple-shaped people not only have they have poor kidney function than their pear-shaped counterparts, but they also have lower blood flow and higher blood pressure in their kidneys. And, of course, we all know the value of our kidneys and what it does for our body, but they're finding that excess fat around the midsection has long been associated with poor kidney function. But the scientists really never did really kind of understand it, whatever, so it was actually amazing in the study that they did that they found out that a lot of kidney problems do come from that apple-shaped or that our midsection and that extra...
Has arrived.
Extra situations that a lot of people have. Elaine, is that you?
Yes, I don't know what I did. My call was
off. Oh, you had a comment.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear anything of what I said?
No.
Okay. I was going to a women's salad supper at church, and of course everybody takes a dish, and on the call, Char and others always say, take something that you know you can eat, and that's what I did. I used the sweet carrot salad in the Forks Over Knives book, and afterwards, when we were ready to go home, my daughter picked up our dish, and a lady came up to us and said, is that the dish with the carrots, apples, and raisins? She was watching to see who picked up that dish because she wanted to know who made it and get the recipe.
So it was well liked, I take it.
Well, she liked it, yeah. And a few others did too. You know, everybody makes special things to go to a salad supper, and so it's not always what they usually make, but there are lots of things in some of the salads that we really don't want to eat.
That's true. You know, that's what I say. This call is so valuable, I'm sure, to each and every one of us that are on it, that it's amazing. Sometimes I wish we could to hope nobody gets offended with this comment that we strangle a few people and wish they'd be on this call, because we all know, in my opinion, at least the value that I get out of it, that a lot of people could really change their lifestyle just by listening to this call and putting some better foods in their mouth or having it
has arrived.
Just having a better thought process like we were talking about earlier. Anybody else have any comments or suggestions? Well, I was doing just a little bit of research, and I'm kind of that way, and there are people that look at ingredients and say, well, it really don't matter what's in the ingredients, what it do for me. And I'm the opposite. I do like to know what's in a product, and one of the products, of course, that I'm really interested in, and that to me, it was our new Vital Balance that we now have. that's a very important, and I don't know if we've discussed it on this program or not, but one of the proteins that it is, the two proteins that are in there are a pea protein, a rice protein, and a hemp protein. And I remember thinking something, I thought I heard somebody ask, they had a friend or somebody that was an athlete, if they took the, if they drank our drink, would it show up in their control test that they have to take for narcotics, whatever. And, but I did a little bit of research in hemp protein, and I found that, basically hemp, protein actually contains 18 key amino acids. It also includes 9 essential amino acids, which our bodies cannot produce. And hemp is, basically free of trypsin inhibitors, which block protein absorption. And I thought that was kind of interesting, and that it helps basically absorb the protein that we are getting in our body. And approximately 65% of the protein in hemp seed is made up of globulin protein edisin, which is found only in hemp seeds. And the other 1/3 of hemp seed protein is albumin. And of course, albumin is what basically we find globulin, we feel is the real value in our, found in egg whites. And also that the oil contained in hemp seed is made up of essential fatty acids. And here we go again. Fatty acids that our body cannot produce and must be supplied through our diet. The oil of the hemp seed has been dubbed nature's most perfectly balanced oil due to the fact that it contains the perfectly balanced 3-to-1 ratio of omega-6 linoleic acid and to omega-3 essential fatty acids, determined to be the optimum requirement for long-term healthy human nutrition. And, of course, they go on to say that hemp seeds provide a good supply of antioxidants, a bunch of other things, which I can't pronounce the name of them, but they all look good in writing. And it also includes minerals such as calcium, magnesium, potassium, and phosphorus, along with modest amounts of iron and zinc. So here again, I kind of feel like that Dave Balzer and whoever else was involved in the formulation of our product, of the Vital Balance, that decided to go with the type of proteins that they did, again, made another smart and wise decision. Does anybody else have any comments about hemp? Or have any feelings about it?
I sure like it sprinkled on salads. I just was going to look up yesterday recipes that used more of it in the recipe. I did one that was a stuffing filling for portobellos, and absolutely was a hit. So, you know, when they're kind of new to us and we aren't that familiar with them, I think sometimes we just need to do, like you did, a little more research.
Well, I'm kind of that way, and I don't know if I'm kind of a person that needs to, I don't say validate or don't believe what I hear, but I also like to just know a little bit more about it. Not that everybody would ever ask about it, but it's just something that makes me feel stronger when I meant or talk to people about my particular product, and knowing what all that it does for us in regards to, other than just the weight loss side of it. And so I talked about that a little bit yesterday, I think. Also, other thing I'd like to and that is that they've done another study that's kind of came out, and when I started to read about it, and I kind of was a little apprehensive to it, but it says we've all heard plenty of advice about eating our leafy greens and colored fruits, and they're certainly an important part of our healthy diet, but a new study just released in September has shaken everything we thought we knew about fruit and vegetable nutrition. Forget greens and reds, purples, blues, and oranges when it comes to produce. Bear with me now. Don't close off. According to the latest study, the color white is now the color of health, especially when it comes to protection against stroke. And they did this study with 20,000 people, added adult volunteers,
And they found that the average age of, and they followed these people for 10 years, and they found that the average age of a 41, the average age was 41, were not previously diagnosed with any form of cardiovascular disease. But like I say, when they tracked them for over 10 years during that time, 233 of participants had a stroke. And by comparing their diet, the scientists were able to identify a trend that those who regularly eat greater quantities of white fruits and vegetables, and the study goes on to say that they are 52% less likely to suffer a stroke than those who ate only a little white produce. And for every 25 grams, or that's 1 ounce a day, the increase of white produce a subject consumes, there is a corresponding 9% reduction in risk of stroke. Researchers' category of white fruits and vegetables, they included the apples, the pears, the bananas, cauliflower, chicory, cucumber, and it said white potatoes didn't make the list because they were considered a starch. But there are earlier studies that have been made that made the association between higher intakes of fruits and vegetables and lower the risk of stroke. But this is the first one that pinpointed the effects of a particular color of produce. And of course, so it goes on to say that white was the winner. And stunningly, there was no evidence of connection between other colored fruits and vegetables and lowered stroke risk. None of the others were analyzed, including green, yellow, red, orange, purple, found to have an impact on stroke incidences. So I thought that was special. The only one thing that I was a little curious about, and I particularly when it goes to studies, and one of the things I always like to know is how was the study done? And the study was done by strictly a questionnaire. In other words, they found 20,000 people, and they asked them to fit out this questionnaire in regards to how they eat and the type of foods they ate and whatever. But, you know, one thing I guess I feel about questionnaires is that it puts a little bit of a question in my mind, I guess, that sometimes people aren't, when they answer questionnaires in regards to studies, they sometimes aren't as accurate as I think they need to be into what I consider to be a scientific study. But I thought that to be pretty interesting. Of course, I do know the value of those white because all the things that they do have in them, particularly cauliflower, and, you know, offers certain things. And bananas are high in potassium helps keep the blood pressure levels, protects against atherosclerosis. And so clearly white produce should be on our grocery list. But do not neglect, and this is what I want everybody to hang with me. It says, do not neglect other colors of fruits and vegetables. They all offer their own health benefits, and the best nutrition comes from a varied diet, which features everything in moderation. All forms of fresh, raw fruits and vegetables should be the cornerstone of our daily diet. Aside from stroke, they help prevent many diseases, including cancer and diabetes. And find that true, but I thought it was kind of interesting because sometimes I guess when I think about fruits and vegetables, I always think of, you know, red peppers and colors and all that kind of stuff. I very seldom think in the term of white.
That was brilliant, the ending on that, because, you know, I was bristling as you were going through there a little bit, and I thought, you know, that would... And you remember this one, Monty, and that's Colin Campbell's reduction study, where they pick out one thing and work on it. And then the next thing that came to mind was, you know, who supplied the information? What group was it? And who were they picking? Were they picking the people that were already eating the thing, the category that they wanted to see the results with? And was that paid for by people that were behind that particular, you know, type of thing? And then you tied it all together, or he tied it all together, and you delivered it to us. And it's so true, because the healthiest people on earth eat a large variety of whatever they have available in the plant kingdom, and they categorize them in all areas of disease, you know, instead of just one. So, yeah, no, that's terrific. And onions, and look at the importance that curcumin puts on the onions.
Yep. Oh, I know.
And garlic.
Yeah, that's why I kind of wanted to read it, because, I mean, to mention it, is that sometimes we don't really think of, I guess, antioxidants, all that kind of stuff, but maybe some of us, maybe not all, but, you know, we don't, the white really doesn't stand out in our mind when we talk about fruits and vegetables. We usually talk about the colors of red, purple, and so forth. So I just thought it was kind of intriguing to me, and, but yet the end result, like you said, was the power of that whole process, and that is that we just need to eat varied types of fruits and vegetables, because, like you say, all the different things and benefits that we put into our body in a natural way that our body can accept, instead of putting chemicals into our body, which, in my opinion, our body wants to reject because it's foreign to them. And when I find people that are taking 10, 15, 20 different types of medications in a day, I almost just almost want to take them and push them up against the wall and say to them, what do you know what you're doing to your body? But I don't have that medical expertise to, I guess I could do it, but whatever. Anybody else have any comments or suggestions?
On Oz yesterday, I think it was, there was a comment talking about apples, but he also mentioned how important the skin is for health. So don't peel your apples just to get to the white.
Yeah, that's, you know, there we go. There, in my opinion, again, we go back to the organic side of apples. You know, of course, the thing that's out there in the environment is, of course, the skin. But I think we can, like you said, the value, the nutrition value and everything else that's in that skin, I think, is pretty important, too. And that's why eating organic-type foods or foods that you raise on your own property, you know, of course, you know what's been put on them or what hasn't been put on them. Powerful. Thank you, Nancy. Very important. Well, we're right here to the half hour, it looks like. And anybody else have any comments or suggestions that you'd like to end the week with? Maybe a gold nugget that you got this week?
Well, with all of our changes, I've still got the sniffles, 1 in 4 right here in Texas. I mean, it's hot and cold and hot and cold. And,
well, just remember, I don't know about down in Texas area, but I know up here in this area, I don't know if you have sniffles because of a cold or what.
Well, I think it's allergies, but I don't know. I'm beginning, I've had it all week. I'm beginning to think maybe this is a cold. I haven't had one in years.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I know
8 or 10 years.
particularly this time of year. And one of the other things I will admit about myself, and I have in doing some, again, research and reading, is that some people think that we grow out of allergies, but
uh-huh.
A lot of research now says that no, we pretty much, as we become younger, let me put it to you that way, myself, is that we actually sometimes grow into allergies. And so I know I've, as the younger I have become, the more things bother me, particularly if I go outside and in this particular time of year.
And I am outside a lot, you know, in and out. But it's been so hot and cold and one and the other. But I don't know. I'm taking, this is the first time I've taken any kind of medicine in years, but I am taking a tablet that the doctor called in for me for allergies, you know. But I'm not progressing very fast, so. And I'm still going with my making products, so if anybody has a suggestion, we'll holler at me.
Anybody have any suggestions that we feel might be beneficial for her at this time? Just double up, and you'll get through it.
Okay, I'm doing. It should break in a day or two.
Yeah, okay.
Thank
Anybody
you.
Anybody else?
Very good call.
Thank you. Anybody else? Well, let's wrap her up then, and like I always try to say, go out and give somebody a hug. Make somebody smile. It could be you could be the golden nugget for that person on that day and at that time, which we all know we all need something and somebody or somewhere in our life that's important to us. Have a great week. We'll be back here on the call Monday morning.
Thank you, Monty. Thank you, Monty. Great call. Thank you, Monty.
Thank you, Monty. Everybody have a great weekend.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.